You know, Brainford, you know, all the things that he said, you know, the creating the race. And then, you know, in one place there when he said, hey, let the stars be for the season and the days and the months and the years and all that. It's all in his creation and everything else. This before he bring man to the earth, you know. He create time. That's that interruption in there. And then when he create time, then he say, let's make man in our image and our likeness. And then, man, he came down to the earth and formed a body in time and placed us, man, in time. Just for a moment. I don't care if it's a trillion years. I don't care if time been from a trillion years. That's just a moment in eternity. And the purpose for that time, man, that God put in eternity, because in eternity past, remember I tell you about the devil and what he did? He rebelled against God and he was started. Read why God created that little slit in time there to make a long story short and to give you the big picture as we unfold it in the weeks to come, so you know, but just to give you the big picture of the puzzle so that you can see the big picture before you even see the little bitty pieces. In that time, what God was doing was help us to understand this, Father. He was ridding the universe of evil. He was going to get rid of man of evil. And you know something? You know why he created you? He created you, man. You know, he already purposed you in his heart and his mind before the foundation of the world. That's why the devil, man, he cast down to the earth, man. You know, he could have cast anywhere. He cast down to the earth. Why? Because God wasn't through with him yet. He just got kicked out of heaven when the war took place. He got judged and everything else and kicked out of heaven, man, and sentenced, man, to eternal damnation in the lake of fire. Kind of like on death row. But in that man time that God said, not only I'm going to finish with evil and the source of evil, that angel and all the evil that was in heaven in eternity past and all the evil that's in the world today, that's a result of an angel who went bad, Satan. Even Adam and Eve eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and disobeying God, that's a result of evil that happened back in eternity past. So God got a problem. God got a problem. It ain't no problem, really. I just use that to help us understand, you know. God said, hey, listen, man. Let me say it different. God got a situation here. In him, there's no darkness at all. And here come evil in the camp. But God said, okay, I'm going to do that. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it out of my presence. Then after I get it out of my presence, man, my children that I had purposed way before the foundation of the world, even before I even created these angels, I already decided I was going to have me a family of sons. These angels are my servant. But baby, let me tell you something. I just read around y'all first because, man, y'all going to serve my children. Yeah. I ain't bought them for it yet. They coming. Yeah, but you just like you and my servant, you're going to be their servant too because you servants in the house. They sons and daughters in the house when they come. That's just a nugget out there. And so Satan on to the tee. Read why God put that little slit in eternity right there because he's going to get really evil. And the source of it, too. And he's not only going to do it himself, man. He's going to say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let my children help me. You know, they going to see the splendor of it. You know, they assist me. It'll be like fireworks going on. You know, how a parent take a children to the fireworks and everything is exciting for the first time. Just see the splendor of it. And man, they gonna call the shots. I'm gonna even let them call some of the shots. I'm gonna even let them help me. And the ones that grow up from being just a little bit of baby to grow up into sons of God, then man, you know that for that reason they'll be man. This reason was the sons of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. That's why he was on to the T. That's why in the garden, man, where God planted, that God planted that we were telling you about, the ark that God planted. It was evil in there too. Evil was already here. Evil was in the garden of Eden. Evil was in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We didn't start it. It was already here. Death was already here. God created all that, and it really didn't have no power and no authority until mankind gave it to us. same way with the devil. He don't have no authority, no power till mankind gave it to him. But you think God didn't, like I said earlier, he didn't know all of that? And all the stories could come after that. I'll make a long story short. And everything that come after that, when God began to, all the stories that you see in the Bible, that you read in the Bible, the Old Testament, and the things of that nature like that, that's a means to one end. And that one end, man, is to fulfill, man, the purpose and the destiny that God has for your life. We told you what the purpose and destiny that God has for your life. That you be in his image and in his likeness, and that we be ruling and reigning over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in our lives. Not over people, not over one another, but over all the affairs in our lives, that we be in control. And not only that we be in control, but, man, that control that we're in, man, causes us to be fruitful and multiply, man, and be just who God created us to be. Listen how God created you to be. This is what he said when he said, hey, not only am I going to rid this universe of evil, but now let me get my children. I'm going to get them to help me. So now, he, man, in time, he going to create you and I now. And then this is what he said. And God said, let's make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have dominion. That's rulership, kingship. Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth, over all the affairs of the earth, over all the affairs in their lives here on the earth. Let's give them that dominion, that sovereignty, that raw power. And let them, man, make the earth their territory, this sea realm, man, you know, make it on earth just like it is in heaven. Make it on earth just like it is in this little Garden of Eden. Make it on earth in their lives, man, just as it is, man, if they was in heaven. That's his desire. That's what his plan was. That's what he was doing. That's what, when he created you, that was the big picture. That's what he saw. He saw us ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever and ever and ever. And it was on earth just like it is in heaven. And the dwelling place of God was with his children. When it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. And it ain't going to be no more evil, none of that, none. That's an eternity future. That's an eternity future. But in time, when you and I live in, then we need to come to the knowledge of things of what God is doing. Hear the scriptures in the Bible, very familiar scripture that all of us as Christians know. John 3:16, watch what it says. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. Listen to what it says. God so loved what? The world. What world? That world that we've been telling you about, you know, and talking about in the previous week, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, God's arrangement, God's plan, God's purpose for our life, what God desires for our life, man, and what God had planned and purpose for our life. He loved that world so much, that arrangement so much, that pattern of operation so much, he sent his son to this earth to reestablish, man, that world up on the earth. Why are you telling that, Arthur? You know, I say that ahead, just a little bit ahead of time, so that you'll grasp what I'm finna say and share with you now. You remember when I said, you think God didn't know Adam and Eve were going to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? You think God didn't know the earth was going to be like it is now, you know, and all these things that's coming up on the earth and all these things that happened? You think he didn't already pre-know that? All the suffering in this world that people have gone through, you don't think God had a great reward for all of that? Because that's because you don't know God. That's because you know of him. But you know, that's why I say it depends on the quality of knowledge that you have. And the word of God, man, is filled with revelation knowledge, man. But you got to go after that. You have to seek that. And then for those who go after that and seek that and get that information, then, man, God will pull that back into the hearts of all of those men out there. That's why I say you don't have to know the Bible in chapter and verse. your spirit to bear witness with the word of God and truth. What your assignment is, Lord, I just come to exalt you. How? To let you know that, man, in the midst of all that's going on in this world system that we live in right now, man, your big brother Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, he brought another world system. The world system that we live in right now is the visible world system that we live in, what you can see and taste and handle and touch and feel, you know. That's this world system that we live in. But the world, man, the world that he brought with him on the government that he had up on his shoulder is an invisible. It's a spiritual kingdom. It's set up in the on the inside of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Not in their body, in their hearts, in their spirit, in their lives, in their character, in their nature. For what purpose are they, man? So that, man, they could be transformed. Transform from what, Arthur? From living like mere men and mere women, man, and begin to live, man, how God created us to live, man, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, kings and queens, ruling and reigning over every circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, that comes in our lives. That ain't going to happen overnight, but, man, first thing you got to do is come to the knowledge, man, of who, what's really going on, what's really happening. Because all the stories that you read about Jesus in the Bible and all and what he did and on Calvary Hill and all that and how he died for our sins, you know, all that was a means to one end. That was him, man, destroying not only, man, the sins in our life, but, man, the evil work of the devil himself. Listen, what Jesus did on Calvary, man, destroyed, man, what the evil itself. I'm going to say it again. Help me to say it plain. The evil that started in eternity past when Lucifer, man, rebelled against God, man, when God brought mankind to this earth, and then the devil, man, attacked mankind and caused mankind the same thing to happen to him, to happen to mankind. Just like he got kicked out of Eden in heaven, mankind got put out of the Garden of Eden on earth, separated from God, just like he was. Instead of our world, man, becoming man, you know, on earth like it is in heaven, became just like his. Here he came when he landed here, chaos and darkness and the same thing, one natural and one in the spirit. And the reason why the one in the natural now is operating our lives now is because that's what's been dictating to us, because the one in the spirit, man, you know, you lost there. You got put out of the Garden of Eden. You got separated from God. That's why God created time, because, hey, man, if you got separated from God in eternity, then you'd have been separated from him forever. That's why he created time. So that, man, you know, and he knew in time, man, you know, that he was going, man, for a season, man, that he was going to be separated from his children. And, but that's all according to the plan. And it grieved him, you know, but, man, you know, because why, the reason why he's going to be separated from his children, because he had to give us the same free will that he gave, man, the angelic host in eternity past, free will. God said, let me say it this way, you know, God said, I'm going to set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Salvation, man, or stay lost. I set it before you, but you got to choose. Here, I'm placing it for you. All these are gifts. The salvation is a gift, the healing, everything. Everything, man, that you need, everything else that I have, that's all those are gifts from our Father, man, to us. Gifts that must only just be received, grasped, and grabbed a hold of. That's why it's important for us to know something. That's why it's important for us, man, to know that there's another world on this earth. There's another arrangement. And this arrangement that's up on the earth, like we ended last week, you know, it's not one that we built, our denomination built. This one that our Father in heaven built. After the fall, he told Noah them, you know, hey, you build an ark. You know. But, man, listen, this time he built the ark himself. He built the ark. That's why his son came to this earth. He built an ark for you. And that ark, man, that he built for you And I, you know, hey, all he asking us to do, man, is just come on in. Come on home. Come on back to what, Arthur, you know, into the kingdom of God. Not come on to the church. Not come on to, man. God is saying to us, man, it's like his arms is reaching out to us. And he's saying, man, that in all that you're going through and everything that you, even a little beginning of the thing that we just shared with you, just a little touch of that we just shared, and we'll continue it in the week to come. But he just wants us to know that even in the midst of all this, you know, I got you. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, or these are the thoughts that I think towards you. They plans to prosper you. And in exalting you, he wants you to know that, man, that world that he came to set up upon this earth, whether you realize it or not, whether you came to the knowledge of it or not, whether you know about the ark that God has provided for you or not, is available, is for you. And, man, you don't have to do anything to earn it. It don't cost nothing, man. It's your inheritance. It belongs to you. How come, Arthur? Because that evil that separated you from it, that happened in the garden, and when Adam and Eve, man, ate out the tree, man, and then that happened, man, as a result of what the devil did in the Garden of Eden in heaven and eternity past, that whole system, man, has been broken over our lives. That whole system. It's like I be saying last week. It's like, man, before that system was broken, it was like Satan coming and robbing from us, man, with double-barrel shotgun and AK-57s and all them assault weapons, man, fully loaded. But ever since Calvary, ever since, man, Jesus Christ, man, came to this earth, man, and brought that government on his shoulder and tore it and then hung bled and died and then rolled from the grave and went on up to heaven and seated at the right hand of God. Ever since then, man, Satan still got the guns, but he don't have no bullets. He don't have no ammunition. And if you don't know that he don't have no ammunition, because at one time he had ammunition. But if you don't know that, man, his power, he still had the power because he got the gun. Because the gun had the power, but it don't have no authority without the ammunition. That's why I say we're living far below our rights and privilege. God said my people are being destroyed for a lack of a knowledge. It's what they don't know that the enemy, man, steal from them and rob from them. They don't mind them having church, man, and going in, man, getting stirred up, man, as long as they don't learn how to become the church and be the church. Because they no longer they have in church, then, man, they really ain't no threat to the devil. When they learn how to become the church, man, then they know, man, they do just like what Jesus did. They go about doing good and healing those who are oppressed of the devil, casting out devils. You know how you destroy the works of the devil? You know how, I say this to us, man, you know how you destroy the works of the devil? You expose him. What you mean expose him? You let the world know, man, that he's a defeated foe and his kingdom has come down. You let him know, yeah, he got some shotguns and some AK-57 and everything else, man. And he still got a little power, you know, but he don't have no authority to execute that power. He been defeated. He been stripped. Ain't something that God gonna do, man. You know, it's something that God has already done. It's a done deal. What are you doing now in time, man, trying to bring us to the knowledge of, man, what we really are, man, who we really are, the authority that we really have, what he really did, what he really wants, what his will is for our lives, man, and, man, enabling us with the, and giving us the Holy Spirit the ability to not only come to the knowledge of that, man, but to come on into the ark that God has prepared for us and learn how to live in it and operate in it, the laws that governs it, man, into eternal life, man, ruling and reigning. You know what the end result will be? Here's the end result. In Revelation it says this, behold, I saw a new heaven. Now this is after the devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the all them cast into the lake of fire, evil, no more evil, rid of. Now we're going into eternity future. He say, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. And I saw the holy city. You know, I saw a whole new atmosphere. You know, not like the atmosphere of the heavens. I'm talking about our atmosphere, galaxy, and all this. You see, and I saw it was new. It wasn't corrupted no more like it was, man, when Satan got kicked out of the unseen realm and come flying through the galaxies and all that in Atlanta. But it wasn't like that no more. It was a new heaven and a new earth. And behold, I saw the let me just say what it really said. And I saw all the children of God, the New Jerusalem. I saw all God's children, man. They went up to heaven. And boy, they had a gracious, good hallelujah, good time up there, man. The marriage supper of the Lamb took place up there. Jesus took his bride up there, the man that presented to his father, man. It was well pleased. The marriage took place. The consummation took place. We became one. And baby, we celebrated and had a reception after that, man. And then after that, it was all over with, man. Then, man, we came on home. What do you mean? Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. That's us. You ain't gonna spend eternity in heaven. That's God's realm. Coming down to the earth. Hello. And the Bible says it is, and the dwelling place, let me finish what it says. It says, and I saw the new city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down to the earth. And he say, and they shall reign on the earth forever. And then it topped it off and said this here. In Revelation chapter 20, it said this, and the dwelling place of God was with the children of men, was with all his children. God was dwelling with us. You know how it ended up? Just like it started. You know how it started when God created you? It's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. If you ever get that revelation, you know, that everything that God is doing, man, is to get you, man, back in what he was doing in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, he was fellowshipping with you, walking with you, talking with you, loving you, unbroken fellowship, with no sin, with no interruption, with none of that going on, man, in there, man. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, it was just God and his children, man, walking in the cool of the day, and God instructing them and giving them instruction on how it's going to be and what was going to take place and how it's going to happen and how it's going to be on the earth. And all of that, just telling him, man, and fellowshipping with him, man. And then in chapter 3, that's when that enemy, that's when evil, man, came on the scene and tempted them. And just like they did, the evil did, just like Satan did, Adam and Eve did too. But they didn't, little did they know that they were playing right into God's hand. Now, not only I can get rid of the evil out of my life, I get rid of the evil out of my children's life too. The evil started in God's life first when Satan rebelled against him. And then, man, he reduced it down to the evil man in mankind's life too. Well, I said, and then he did just like he did in man out here, he did the same thing for us too. For what purpose, man? So that he could rid man all of eternity, man, of all open rebellion and evil. So that as we go into eternity future, ain't no devils, ain't no demons, ain't no sickness, ain't no disease, ain't nothing that missed. My Lord. And you know what the good news is about that, what I'm telling you? You know, as we prepare to go into I ain't talking about when you die, when you get to heaven. Jesus Christ comes and say, I come to bring that right now. That's here now. That's the all that I'm talking about. That's here right now, man. You know, I come to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth right now. That you can get into it right now, that you can begin to chart your course toward that destination right now. You're just sojourning through this land of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years that we live here upon this earth, and then we're going on out of here, man. Listen, let's not get preoccupied with the means and forward the end, man. We just sojourning here. We ain't never going to die. We got everlasting life. When these old bodies, we put them in the casket, that ain't termination of life. That's transition of life. You're going on into eternity. Future, then, devil don't want you to know that. You know, that's why he have fear and anxiety and all that about death. Man, he don't want you to know, man, that boy, hallelujah. But he don't want you to know that death ain't got no power over you, and death ain't got no victory over you. We know about the story about Jesus rose from the dead, man, but you don't really know what that is, man. That destroyed death power, man. What power that death has? Sin gave it its power, man, you know, and then the soul that sinned shall die. And all that happened up on the earth. And all that happened, man, God, that's why I say God allowed all that to happen in time. But God did something about that in time, too, man. He did something about that in time over 2,000 years ago when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. He didn't send his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth for us to come together and dress up and have a good church on Sundays. And he sent his son to this earth, man, to destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil, man? the evil, anything that separates us, man, from our source and our sustainer, our Father. Evil. But, man, evil been taken care of, man. You know, not only has evil been taken care of, but sin has been taken care of, too. That's why I told you, man, at one point he had the shotgun and he had the authority because Adam gave it to him in the garden. And he plunged into our earth into what it is here today and all the pandemics and hatred and racism and blacks against whites and whites against blacks and blacks against one blacks and whites against whites. It's all for one purpose, man. That's to keep mankind separated. Hallelujah. Whoever coming to the knowledge, man, you know, man, of what God is really doing. So they all have their own opinions and this and that, but never coming under the one world order of God. What's the one world order of God? What the king say, what his words say. And this is what his words say. Even though, man, the enemy bruised our heel, yeah, they're going to bruise his head. And in the midst of all that, this world that he set up upon this earth, this ain't how God designed for it to be, how it is on this earth. This the thistles and that comes from man. And God told him when he put him out of the Garden of Eden that you were going to work from the sweat of your brows instead of, and the earth going to bring forth thistles and hard times and rough times for you and everything else. This ain't, man, this is God's will for it to be on earth as it is in heaven. And let me tell you something, just because it ain't that way right now, that don't mean, man, that ain't going to be. Like I told you, that's all in time. That's just a little interruption. He just interrupted, man, what God is doing for a little time. Y'all, it ain't that way, but I tell you, man, I told you, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth and the holy city, man, coming down, and we were living and ruling and reigning on earth forever and ever and ever and ever. Yeah, but I thought we died, man. Death was just a transition. I told you, death ain't got no sting nor no victory. God created you in his image and in his likeness and gave you and me dominion and thought and power to do what? Hell church? No, not yes, the hell church, but not just the hell church, but be the church. What's being a church? Man, ruling and reigning, man, over circumstance, situation, and symptoms in our lives here on earth. How? I mean, I was sharing with a friend of mine a few weeks ago, man, and I'll tell you, know, about some things. He said, hey, Reb, just speak it. You got to keep speaking it. You got to keep putting the word in it. Just keep saying it, man. You know, and that went off on the inside of me like a neon light. But you got to know what to speak. You got to speak, man, you know, boy, what the king say. That's why I say you got to find out what he said and what he doing and what's really going on. That, man, I'm talking about everything that God is doing, man, is to rid the universe of evil, man, not only in the universe, but in your life and in my life, so that, man, we can live forever and ever and ever on earth, ruling and reigning as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And it's going to be just like what God said. He said, pray this way, that when, Lord, when your kingdom come, thy will can be done on earth just like it is in heaven. What's the first thing you petition you pray for? Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come back to this earth. So when Jesus Christ come, he come with that original kingdom that God set up before the devil came on the scene. The life that Adam and Eve were living, man, before the devil came on the scene. So you don't know about that life. All we know is about the life, man, that they live, man, after the fall. Listen, my time is up. And again, you know, all these are just the introductory to what God is going to do in your life, man, through the kingdom ministry of God. I'd encourage you, man, to stay tuned. Again, we're just in the introductory, the elementary basis of it. God got great things in store for you. You're going to know the truth, man, and the truth is going to set you free. And you're going to know Jesus Christ for yourself. And you're not only going to know him, you're going to know the Father, your Father God, and you're going to know the power that's in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that's available to you. Listen, it's not about who we are and who our ministry is. We don't have time to give you that information right now. This is about the Word of God. And my prayer, man, is that, man, the Word of God penetrate every area of your life, man, and minister to you, man, and that, man, you come to the knowledge of the truth and you grow in your knowledge of him. With all wisdom and spiritual understanding. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713. 713-